It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Carrie Nolan. President Trump paid just $750 in federal taxes in both 2016 and 2017 and paid nothing at all for 10 of the previous 15 years. That's according to a new investigation by the New York Times. The story, published last night, is based on 20 years of tax information for Trump and his businesses, records the president has persistently fought to keep under wraps. The story shows Trump employed baroque strategies to avoid taxes and personally guaranteed big debts that will come due in his second term of office if he's reelected. Ilya Marritz is the co-host of our Trump Inc. podcast. He joins us now by Skype to break down the findings. Good morning, Ilya.
Good morning, Carrie.
Well, start us off with some of the top line findings. What are the most eye-opening details?
Well, first, I just have to say this is amazing reporting. So hats off to Russ Buettner, Suzanne Craig, and Mike McIntyre, the reporters. Here are three big findings. In 2016, when Trump ran for president, in 2017, his first year as president, Donald Trump paid just $750 in federal taxes for each of those 2 years. This is perplexing for a billionaire, but he was able to do it by showing big losses on some of his businesses. So just as a point of comparison, George W. Bush and Barack Obama, they each paid over $100,000 in federal taxes while serving as president. The Times reports that Donald Trump paid no tax at all for 10 of 15 years. So point one is he hasn't paid much taxes. Point two is he's employed very aggressive strategies to avoid taxes. And some of those strategies could be violations of the tax code. One example is this big mansion he owns up in Westchester. It's called Seven Springs. Trump treats it for tax purposes as an investment property, even though it appears it's actually used as a family residence and not, I don't know, like an Airbnb or something. He has been able to deduct millions of dollars in property taxes there as a result. The last point, our third point, is that Trump is in what the Times calls a tightening financial vise. His golf clubs are losing money. Some of his other revenue streams are tapped out. He has very big debt payments that are coming soon. And on top of that, there's a $73 million tax refund that is now under audit. If he fails to get that, that also puts him in a financial hole. For almost any other powerful, sensitive job like CEO or defense secretary or federal judge, we put safeguards in place to avoid allowing this kind of vulnerability. But with President Trump, so far, he has managed to shield those vulnerabilities from scrutiny, which itself could create an opening for America's enemies and adversaries.
Well, one reason we didn't know all of this already is that Trump has refused to release his tax returns, something every major candidate for president has done for decades. He said he would after the completion of an IRS audit, but that has kept him from releasing the documents for more than 4 years now. So what does this reporting tell us about that audit?
Well, first, there is nothing that says these tax returns can't be released during an audit. That's his choice. The audit that Trump is talking about is a tax refund he obtained starting in 2010 for more than $70 million. And basically, it was a change in the law that allowed him to claw back taxes he'd already paid in earlier years by claiming business losses. But really big refunds like this one have to be audited by the IRS and then reviewed by Congress. And that's where Trump's refund is now. So if he fails to get it, he could actually be on the hook for $100 million. That's another danger that he faces.
So how does all of this change how we understand his run for president and now his bid for reelection?
You know, it's really interesting. Michael Cohen told Congress when he testified at the beginning of 2019 that Trump saw his own campaign as, quote, the greatest infomercial in political history. And thanks to this Times reporting, we can actually see a little better how that may have worked. The Times shows that shortly before he ran for president, Trump sold off almost all of his stocks and bonds. He had also recently taken out really big loans on properties he'd already owned for some time, like the commercial space in Trump Tower. And he was also doing something that he had already learned through hard experience not to do in Atlantic City with the Taj Mahal Casino, and that is to give his personal guarantee on debt. Well, he gave that personal guarantee again. So the idea that this was a marketing gamble to put some pizzazz in the Trump brand, that does make some sense. Now, of that money that Trump personally guaranteed, over $400 million. Most of it comes due before 2025, meaning there is a real possibility that banks may face the choice of foreclosing on a sitting U.S. president, which, when you think about it, is really amazing.
Really? There's long been speculation that President Trump's tax returns would reveal close ties with Russia. Does the Times reporting bear that out?
Yes, to a point. Trump co-owned Miss Universe with NBC, and he personally negotiated a deal with a wealthy Putin-linked Russian developer to bring the contest to Moscow. The recent Senate Intelligence Committee report kind of highlights counterintelligence risks around that event, including the fact that Trump had not hired his own driver. He let the developer's family do it and that kind of stuff. What the Times reporting really adds to this is the fact that it was an unusually lucrative Miss Universe event that actually lost money in other recent events, but Trump made money from this one, quite a bit of money. And 3 years later, it was this same family of Moscow developers who set up a meeting at Trump Tower during the Trump campaign, which has become sort of an infamous point that was discussed at length in the Mueller report.
So does any of this show that Trump actually committed a crime?
No, it raises a lot of questions that I think a lot of prosecutors will be interested in. First and foremost, our prosecutors here in New York, DA Cy Vance in Manhattan, and Attorney General Tish James, who both have investigations going of Trump Organization business, they've fought really hard to get Trump's tax information. So I think they will read this with a great deal of interest.
Ilya, the Times' earlier reporting on this Trump family and taxes pointed to a scheme whereby Fred Trump, Donald's father, passed on millions to his children while avoiding the gift tax by disguising payments basically as upkeep on his buildings. Now, that was decades ago. Is there tax planning for the next generation, Donald's kids?
Yes, there is. So Fred Trump, Donald's father, was a builder. Donald is not that much of a builder. Instead, what Donald has is branding agreements. And the Times found that Donald Trump wrote off $26 million in consulting fees on his taxes over 8 years. So let's just think about that term, consulting fees. Well, it turns out that a hefty portion of that consulting was done by Trump's firstborn daughter, Ivanka. She consulted, for example, on Trump-licensed hotels in Canada and Hawaii, earning over $700,000. And this shows up both on Trump Organization filings and also Ivanka Trump's own filings. So let's just think about that arrangement. The Trump Organization gets to lower its taxes by writing off these consulting fees while passing income to Trump's daughter. But you have to wonder why they even needed to hire her in this indirect way, since she was an officer of the Trump Organization. The IRS does have rules on these kinds of arrangements. It requires, for example, that the consulting be necessary and that it be for genuine services and that it reflect market rates. And it's actually gone after companies that have arranged bogus consulting deals to lower their own taxes. The Trump Organization did not comment on that part of the story.
And what else do the Trumps say?
Well, Donald Trump was asked about this at a news conference on Sunday, about an hour after the story landed. He called the piece fake news. He said, "You'll see, I do pay taxes as soon as I release my tax returns, which I can't do right now because I'm under audit." So what we've heard before. The Times gave an extensive list of questions to Alan Garten, a Trump Organization lawyer, and he said most of the facts presented in the story are not true, but he didn't give much of a point-by-point refutation.
Ilya Marritz co-hosts the podcast Trump Inc. I'm sure you'll be watching to see what happens next, Ilya. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carrie.